Yeah, the fine young cannibal, she drives me crazy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, 22nd of May. How are we, folks?
How's it all going and all, everybody? What's the crack? Nice to talk to you again, as ever. What day is it today? Wednesday. Jeepers, right in the middle of the month.
Yeah, the clue is when I started by saying Wednesday, 22nd of May.
Yeah, I don't be listening to you. But yeah, you know what I mean? There you go, we're here anyway.
Yes, we are. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to get us on the WhatsApp. There's a rake of them in already, to be fair. Alan from Dublin has sent us this. We'll have to click on this and read about it, because it sounds bizarre, right? But the gist of it seems to be, from the link that he sent, that some Spanish squash champion...
Dear oh God.
Right, was given a...
That's mad. I didn't know that.
Was given a sex toy.
Oh, right. I just thought the fact that Spanish played squash, I thought was a scandal.
Was given a sex toy.
Oh, gee.
For winning a tournament.
What?
And it sparked a sexism debate.
It sounds
absolutely amazing. Bizarre. What? Ridiculous. Spanish. Disgraceful, probably.
Well, here, let me... But amazing. Now, let you go me and, you do go and have a little look at that. Bit of this.
You go and have a look at that.
Because that sounds fantastic. Right. What a story that... Oh, yeah. Where's it gone?
sorry, is that me?
Yeah, I was trying to do the thing.
Right, well, you do the thing then. Hurry up about it. In the meantime...
He's very selfish with the buttons here, Jim, do you know? There you
in
are,
the meantime, Dee is counting down to our trip to Lanzarote.
Our trip to Lanzarote?
No, hers.
Oh, God, I thought I got excited for a second there. Right. Thought you were going to give me a surprise.
Technically, you could go with her. She does say all she needs is us... And the kids in the kids club. So
suits me down to the ground,
there
yeah?
There you go.
I'll actually know, to be honest with you, I'd be honest with you, right? I'm sure you love your kids and I'm sure they're great. But I would rather, I don't. I can't be around kids on a holiday. Oh, I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it,
that's
yeah.
That's what makes it a holiday, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Not that I'm around kids any of the time.
Yeah.
But I ought to be
certainly around, not on a
forget
holiday.
Forget all my holidays and be hearing, like, kids having a good time. Well, there's nothing worse.
Yeah. To hear their happy little voices.
Oh, God, it's like...
Hollering and screaming and all and yeah. Jumping in and out of pools.
Oh.
It would pain you.
Oh, did you? It would drive you mad. Do you know what I mean? There's not a lot worse than happy children when you're on holidays.
But listen, Dee, you have a fantastic time.
You have
Lanzarote.
A great time. And I hope your kids are happy and do everyone's head in. I hope you have a great time. I really do.
Butty Brennan has sent us his... look, he's getting all down with the kids. And he's included Tara in the list this time as well. Morning,
yeah,
PJ
yeah.
And Jim and Tara.
How are you, Tara,
there?
There
you go. I'll pass that on, Butty. No problem at all. About time, says Tara. Great. See, you do somebody a good, solid turn. Also, Derek the taxi driver back in it after his long weekend. Morning to English Ian. Happy hump day from JP. And morning, guys. Beautiful morning here in Limerick. But even nicer, I finished work today for 2 weeks off to Vila Moura in Portugal.
Ah,
for
look
a fortnight
at that.
From
it's
Barb.
The season, isn't it, for everybody
Everybody's
heading off and enjoying
off
themselves.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm, where are we?
Vila Moura, I was there once.
Were you, yeah?
It was a golfing thing.
Oh, right.
In Portugal.
Did you win?
Not.
Did you win a sex tie even? No, nothing at all.
Don't be ridiculous, not even that.
Jeepers.
Not even that.
Yeah, Jim hasn't got the best reputation when it comes to the old golf bats.
Yeah.
They haven't worked out from so far anyway.
No.
Although you say that, I've never seen you do it. For all I know, you're out there sharking everyone out of it. You come on, you have this weird attitude about it. And then everyone thinks they can take Jim for a couple of bob. And then he's whacking balls out of the park.
You know? Hustler.
Yeah, hustler Jim.
I wish that was the case.
Every time he turns up, you hear that music.
Yeah, it'd be great if that was the case. I'd love to be that talented, but no. I know lots of golfers do that. They say, no, I'm not great now. And they're actually good.
Yeah.
But I say, no, I'm not great. And I'm actually terrible.
It's a different take on the hustle,
it's
all right.
Slightly different take on it, yeah.
Isn't it? Different take on the hustle.
I mean, if somebody tried to hustle me, I'd just say, look, there'd be no point in going out there wasting hours on that golf course. How much money do I owe you?
Yeah. Or else you could do the whole day. Think of this a par five. Is there such a thing as a par five?
There is.
That's a lucky one there. Right? And they'll be there, par five. I'm going to do it in four. And Jim will be there going, four. I'm going to do it in 28.
Which is, is a talent I possess.
You know what I mean? And then they could try and hit a bang on 28. That would be some going.
That would be. Although I could manage that now.
Would you?
I'd get there in 28.
I wouldn't get anywhere in 28. Yeah.
27 off the tee, and then...
then a hole in one.
Then a hole, yeah. Anyway, Len from Limerick is just saying hello, Fab Show. You're very kind, Len. Thank you for getting in touch.
Thank you very much. Lovely to have you around, Len.
That's the Sugar Babes and Push the Button here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. 087-188-0008 as always on the WhatsApp if you want to get in touch. But we're about to do the birthdays right now, so you're good to go. We have a good selection today. Five decent ones for you to have a crack at.
Good stuff, yeah. Let's have an old bishity bash at this now. I'm feeling something. I had a good kip last night, so I shouldn't be too far off the mark.
And talk about waking up happy. Check this bloke out on his birthday.
I'm a sensitive little thing, and I'm very interested in poetry and the poetic side of life. And so, obviously, it's hard in modern life because there's no poetry in modern life. There's nothing very nice about modern life. It's very difficult. So, yes, I feel pangs and very easily.
Happy, happy,
happy birthday, Morrissey. Who else could it be? Who else could it be, you absolute charm? What, yeah. What a joy it must be to wake up and hang around with you for the day. Oh!
Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour. But heaven knows I'm miserable now. Imagine writing that when you're like, that's it, that was in his prime.
That was his birthday song.
That was, yeah, that's
he wrote that on his birthday.
Imagine, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah. About 10 o'clock in the morning, and when he was jarred at 9.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, somebody burst in and said, happy birthday to you.
Oh,
and he went,
God.
Oh, heaven knows I'm miserable.
Heaven
now.
Knows I'm miserable now. He's been making a whole career out of upsetting people as well, which I think is actually a bit
upsetting
flipping hilarious.
People. Has he?
Well, yeah, because he was always so miserable at the time. And you know he's into this meat is murder and all of that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, and so he was always quite rebellious and quite left wing,
right.
You know, growing up and all that. And then when everybody started going left wing, when the world and the progressives became, you know, the new power, really, you know, definitely in the media, when it's now cool to be like Morrissey was.
Right.
He suddenly turned around and goes, I'm so bored with all that. And now he's pro-Brexit and pro-Farage, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's gone
serious?
Completely nuts.
What is going on in the world?
Yeah.
So Morrissey and who was the other one we discovered? Was it
I don't know.
What's his name? Was with the Sex Pistols, managed the Sex Pistols.
Malcolm McLaren.
Yeah, didn't he go? Didn't you tell me he... No,
he's
no, it wasn't
dead.
Him. It wasn't him. What's the other fella? The fella that did it sold out and did the butter ad.
Oh, John Lydon.
John Lydon.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone all pro-Brexit and conservative
and
everything.
Yeah, but he's an old contrarian. He just doesn't care. As long as you're into it, he's against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
the best thing. That's why he is Mr. Punk. It's whatever people like, I don't like. So stick that in your cake hole and eat Swiss Elvis. You know what I mean? You can see John Lydon's sort of non-reasoning behind the whole thing.
Yeah. Whereas, the Morrissey thing, though, is that, like they've studied Morrissey in colleges and everything. Like,
really?
You know, his lyrics as poetry and all that sort of stuff.
It's gas, yeah. Very talented man, there's no doubt about
it.
And now Johnny Marr won't talk to him around anymore. You know,
really?
Yeah, because the two of them...
Johnny Marr just felt, I just can't deal with it.
That's pretty much
depressed.
It. That's pretty much it. They didn't feel, he's just like, I just can't. You know, I just can't. It's been like 40 years of listening to him.
Whinging.
And now he's going off and he's saying he's pro-Brexit and he's gone all mad. Like, it's gas, man.
I mean, you know, I could deal with the daffodils hanging out of the pocket and all, but then he just...
Now he's walking around, you know, going, it's the people's vote. Doesn't matter anyone was light. It matters what they want. I'm just so tired.
Right, so the Bell Morrissey. We'll have to get a Smith tune on.
I think
to
I
be
know
fair,
this.
There's some cracking tunes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to try and squeeze one in. I'll have a chat with Magic Mike,
see if you can
bend an arm somewhere.
Yeah, something real miserable. I want to do that. Hang the DJ. But I'm gonna, I know this. I'm pretty sure I know this. It's been around Twitter. I think he's 60 today.
He is 60 today.
Yay,
done, off to a flyer. Right, okay, on we go. Katie Price, a.k.a., of course...
Jordan,
celebrating her birthday today.
Well, I tell you something. You wouldn't know what to make of her. Only I met her and she was grey crack.
Are you serious?
Grey crack dead sound, yeah.
Where'd you meet her now?
I met her when I was doing another radio show back in the day.
Right.
I was on another radio show. The two of us were guests on it.
Right.
And we were... It was... Your man, what's his name? He's not on anymore. I think he's retired now. John Murray, is that his name?
John Murray, yeah.
And the two of us were on with him. And We were eating. What happened?
Nothing. I just think that's just that's.
It's a quite it's a combination. Funny old, yeah, me, John, Morty, and Jordan. Yeah,
to be fair, yeah.
It was a funny old day. Yeah. And here's the thing: we were eating insects. That was the part of it because he was just after coming off. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Right.
And the two, me and Katie, probably sat down and had warm cake and chocolate covered crickets together.
Lovely.
And I tell you something. She was great. It was still one of the best dates I ever had.
Yeah.
It was one of the best dates I ever had, yeah.
That's good to hear, yeah.
Yeah, she was actually great crack now, in fairness to her.
So she's taken some stick.
Oh.
And you know, like, she's written, and, you know, you can see the air quotes in that, but she's written a lot of books.
Oh, she wrote more books than Shakespeare. And William.
And many of them sold really, really, really well.
She wrote and sold more than Shakespeare in her lifetime.
Like, I mean, you know, for all the sticks she took, she's made herself a lot of money.
Made herself an awful lot of wedge.
Built a nice little empire.
Good Lord, she's made an awful lot of wedge, yeah. And she's got loads of horses and, well, she's pretty much got the dream life. If she just start painting everything pink, it'll be an awful lot better.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say she's...
Losing herself sometimes.
Yeah. Is she 46?
41. 41, not
she's
bad.
She's a little older than me,
let's stay with the models, but we're going from model to supermodel. We're upgrading, depending on you. Anyway, officially titled as a supermodel, Naomi Campbell.
Oh, cranky pants.
Yeah.
Another Morrissey.
Stand by her. Was it her that threw the phones?
She's always throwing digs.
And she's the one that went out with Adam Clayton.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I'm sure you'd have to be miserable to do that, wouldn't you? Like, you know what I mean?
Actually, there's a great birthday party. Morrissey should invite Adam Clayton round. For his birthday party.
Imagine the two of them. Morrissey, Adam.
I don't think Adam Clayton's miserable. I think he's
very quiet.
Disinterested.
Yeah.
I think he's just really disinterested.
Imagine there. You know those ideal dinner parties? You know them you have to say, who would you invite in? You treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine the worst dinner party you could have. That's what you'd have to do. Morrissey.
Adam Clayton.
Well, definitely Naomi Campbell.
Right.
And probably Adam Clayton as the waiter. Imagine. Oh my God.
That's an episode of Come Dine With Me.
Yeah,
you
and
see.
Actually Katie Price as well, who just sits there eating warm cake and won't have anything else. You're like, oh my God, this couldn't be worse.
She's writing her next book.
Yeah, but what age is... Oh, she's... She's 51.
49.
Not
too bad.
I thought I was going to do better than this today, to be honest.
Right, I have a sneaky suspicion you'll know this bloke for some reason. Even though, like, I mean, he's very famous, but not necessarily kind of... Not necessarily his face, but Graham Linehan.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating his birthday today. Famous writer, of course,
oh,
of Father Ted.
Oh, he's in all kinds of trouble.
And loads of things, like the IT crowd as well. Wasn't he responsible for that?
Oh, yeah, and he's in all kinds of trouble. Jeez, the trouble he's in. Oh,
what do you do now?
He's barred off Twitter and everything. Giving out about all the trans rights and trans people and this, that, and the other.
Graham Linehan was?
Yeah. Oh, he's the leader of the whole anti... Well, no, he says he's not anti-trans, but he said, you know... Anyway, look... That's a very complex argument. And I'll be damned if I'm going to put my foot into that dynamite.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd skirt that issue.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go around in circles here and say he's a very bold boy and he's been in an awful lot of trouble.
God, that's mad. So you're saying he's not... He has certain views that aren't full-blown liberal?
Yeah, oh, quite the... Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I tell you something, there's nothing they hate more than when one of their own goes rogue like Morrissey.
Goes rogue, yeah.
Oh, there's nothing to hate more. Yeah, so he's public enemy number one at the moment.
Wow.
It's a long way from Father Ted.
I was wondering why I hadn't seen a lot of his stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I think actually...
Because I used to see his stuff all the time.
You know Peter Casey?
Yeah.
Right? I think Graham Linehan wrote him as a character and he came to life. I think that's what's after happening.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he's in all kinds of trouble. It was great crack watching him on Twitter because he was fighting with everyone.
Right.
And there's nothing I love more than watching people fight with everyone else and from the sidelines and having to crack about it.
Good stuff.
I enjoyed every bit of it. So sad he's been thrown off. How do you get that back? I suppose he joined the right wingers. No, I'm not doing that. Right, I got to say, I was going to say Morrissey again. Graham Linehan is... 52.
Oh, not a bad effort. That would have set it up nicely. 51. 51. And it would have set it up nicely because you would have had the two going into the last one. It would have all hinged on the last one. And speaking about standing on the sidelines watching people fighting, Sean Ogo Halpine.
Go on. I'll tell you something. Still the best
Cork
piece of...
GA legend.
The best piece of GA commentary ever in the world ever. Micheál Amor Hurtig, I think it was. There he is. Sean Ogo Halpine, a father from Fiji, a mother from Kerry, neither one a hurling stronghold. Absolutely fantastic. And what a nice bloke. I was cycling with him once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in Cork.
He cycles, does he?
Yeah, you
he's just, lost his legendary status.
Oh, we had a great old cycle, the two of us, so we did. We were cycling all around. We were at the Rebel Run or something it was called. I can't remember now. The On Puss Cycling Challenge. The two of us, I was sitting, well, I was beside him for ages. And Brian Mullins.
And then he just pulled away.
The three of us, me, him and Brian Mullins.
You end up in some unusual little threesomes, don't you?
I do, yeah.
I mean, there was the famous one with you. Was it you, Hector and Daniel O'Donnell in a green room in RTE?
No, it was me, Daniel O'Donnell, and your man Lennon from the Divine Comedy.
Oh, Neil Lennon.
Yeah, Neil Lennon,
right,
yeah.
Yeah. Then there was you, John Murray and
Jordan, Katie Jordan. Price, yeah.
And now there's you, Sean O'Gohalpin and Brian Mullins.
That's right, yeah.
You do end up in unusual little threesomes.
I never thought about that before.
Bizarre.
The most pleasure of them all was Brian Mullins and Sean O'G. And I'm not even telling you a lie.
Right, so Sean O'G, Cork GA legend, is...
40.
42.
Ah, fat.
And to think you got off to such a blistering start.
I was flying there,
I
yeah.
mean, you were happy in the haze of a correct birthday, and heaven knows you're miserable
heaven
now.
Knows I'm, hang the DJ and DJ.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Cheers, Tara. 6:34. How are we this morning?
Yeah, hump day. Glad it's hump day. Glad that, you know.
Getting through
we're getting through it.
Nearly
we're getting
there.
Through it. The weekend is nearly here, yeah.
I think the weather's been okay.
It's been fab.
Yeah,
yesterday. Sorry, I felt like a right liar yesterday.
Because you were predicting rain and stuff, were you?
Well, yeah. The Met Aaron were saying that there was going to be plenty of sunshine, but there was going to be very, very heavy scattered showers. Didn't see one of them in Dublin.
Yeah.
No, none where I was,
no,
anyway.
Glorious summer's day where I was. I was out in St. Anne's.
Well,
lay
we're very lucky,
grass,
of course,
and everything
to be
in the rose
in
garden.
An area because we have PJ, so the sun shines out of him, as we all know.
Well,
ain't
that the truth, yeah?
So,
you know, damn straight.
To be fair, we're very lucky in that regard.
We are very lucky.
Is there any? There's no early sneaky peaks about the weekend, is there?
Yeah, there is. No, it's good. It's looking very good.
Good.
Yeah, a lot of rain apparently on Saturday night, but they think it's going to be mostly confined to the night time.
Ah, that's all right.
That's
who cares about
right.
night times on a Saturday? So
exactly.
We're all in our 40s.
Why can't nature?
We are. We're all in our 40s. We'll be in bed at 10 o'clock.
Why can't nature sort it out like that? Why can't nature sort it out that it just all of its lashing rain between 2 in the morning and 6 in the morning,
yeah,
or whatever
think,
it is.
For God's sake.
And then the rest of it's going to be just all lovely sunshine.
Right, election time, you know what to say to your locals.
That's
knocking
it,
around.
Exactly. They're knocking on doors right now.
Why is it raining during the day? You need to sort this out. Right.
Be an amazing retort to somebody saying, how are you doing? Looking for your number one. Well, I tell you, if you want my number one, can you sort it out that it only rains after midnight?
Yeah, of course it's sunny the weekend before an election.
Yeah,
of course
you
have that sorted, don't you?
Don't you know what they'll say? Of course, well, ma'am, yeah, I look after that for you. Don't
exactly.
worry, you're your number one.
Never say no, eh? Yeah, James, sit down. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Gloria Gaynor, I am what I am. Or as PJ would say, do your Popeye.
I am what I am. There you go, Popeye. Yeah, yeah, I tell you.
I can't believe it took that long.
That's out there, look.
Yeah, I can't believe it took that long for the Popeye thing to come about. Because you said you got it as a kid and everything.
I've always been called Popeye by some people, yeah.
And I can't, and even when you joined the RNLI and everything, the Popeye thing didn't drop for me and I didn't get it. And, and I mean, the resemblance is striking.
I know,
it's
especially when I'm shaved. You see, I'm not shaved.
And you do a fine Popeye impression.
Well, I don't know if I do now, to be honest with you. All I can do is... That's it. I don't even know if that sounds like him. That sounds like actually something
you
stuck under a door.
I
am what I am. I don't even know if that sounds like him either.
That actually, you did a bit of De Niro there.
See? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And all that way, that's if De Niro did Popeye, we know what that'd sound like.
Exactly.
I am what I am.
Huh? Yeah. You're talking to me? I am what I am.
I am what I am. And it never changes. No matter what movie I'm in. I'm just the same.
Actually, Robin Williams did a great Popeye, didn't he? Wasn't Robin Williams?
He was
Popeye.
Yeah, he was Popeye in the movie. Well,
that's going back. I remember being on holiday once and going to a place called Popeye's Village.
No
way.
It was
the place that movie was shot. It was in Malta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they just kept the kind of sets and things and they turned it into a sort of
a
touristy attraction. Yeah, yeah. Popeye's Village.
Yes, Popeye's Village in Malta. I'd say, imagine what that looks like now. 50-odd years old.
Where you go with your 50? Oh, yeah, you mean when from the movie was made? Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
You can't resist getting an age dig in.
I didn't even say that.
Unbelievable. Trish and Lusk wishing us a nice day. Antoinette's not heading off abroad because we had loads of people texting in saying they were waiting to go on their holliers and all the rest of it. But she is heading to Tala Stadium on Friday night.
Oh, yes, of course.
So that's Cork and Rovers.
Yeah, must be. Yeah, she's going there. I haven't seen the.
She also says that she's got sticks of rock for us. from Liverpool.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's all
was
right.
Was that a snort of derision from
I'm
you
I'm just
there?
Saying, no, I'm very, I appreciate very much. It's just a pity they have Liverpool written on them. But yeah, of course, we'd love them. We absolutely loved them.
Also, we have to say hi to Esther and John O'Connor. They're listening to us in Poland, heading back home. They were on that humanitarian aid trip to Belarus for Chernobyl aid.
So, oh, fantastic.
And they're on their way back and they just wanted to say hi to everybody. They're originally from Yall and they want to say hi and thanks to everybody who helped them out on it. So well done, you folks.
Well done, folks. Well
Esther
done again. Yeah, welcome back.
By the way, that's that Chernobyl drama thing on Sky is getting some great reviews. There's a dramatisation of Chernobyl on Sky.
Is it?
That's people have been saying it's a fabulous.
Is it on now, like?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, gee, I forgot to cancel the El Now TV after Game of Thrones. I might give it a... Will I be able to watch it? And that, do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe I will. I keep forgetting. I have to call. I only got it for the Game of Thrones thing, the Sky thing.
Right.
You know, on Now TV, so I should be able to just get rid of it. But japers, and then the Game of Thrones was so terrible at the end. I'm going to have to... Watch something else.
You'll have to rejudge it.
Oh yeah, imagine that. 10 years. I'm still upset about it. 10 years watching that show.
Yeah.
Only to have the heart ripped out of you. You know what I mean?
The Chosen One is back on. Got a while since we heard from the Chosen One. He says, "Hi lads, I heard a rumour you might be doing an outside broadcast in Ennis soon. Any truth?" That's news to us, I have to say.
Definitely news to me. Yeah, no, we haven't heard anything about that. So if we are going there, let us know when it is so we can actually turn up on the day.
Yeah, you seem to be ahead of the game on that one, Chosen One, because first we heard of it, to be perfectly honest with you. Margaret's getting ready for her birthday tomorrow. So I'll tell you what, we'll hold off and just wish you a happy birthday tomorrow, Margaret, if that's okay.
Let's do that,
rather than a pre-birthday wish.
Because that would be ridiculous to mention it today and tomorrow, which has now just happened. So then, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Somebody enjoying the tunes there, liked a bit of, what did we play? Gloria Gaynor and what else did we play? Oh, James, sit down. Somebody loving the tunes. And I'm not really sure what this refers to, but it says, it's Len in Limerick again, says it sounds like a duck with a poker up its arse.
What does?
I don't know if that's a reference to your Popeye impersonation.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me doing Popeye.
He's talking about me? You're talking about me?
You're talking to me?
Ain't nobody else here.
Hoo-ah! Oh, that's Pacino. That's the other fella. That's the wrong...
They're all interchangeable.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah, that's the wrong fella altogether.
There you go. Look, Lisa was in Popeye's Village last year. Says it's a great spot.
Lisa, yeah.
Still
a great spot, yeah. Of course it is. Popeye's Village. 1980, that movie was made.
Was it?
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I'm just having a quick Google there. I couldn't resist it because I remember seeing it as a kid.
1980,
yeah. So there you go. So what's that? 40 years ago, is it? Something like
is
that.
It? Nearly.
Near 39 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
And they're still making a few quid out of the sets. That's brilliant.
There you go. And
that's
Jim ingenuity. Was married and all, went to see it with the kids.
Oh, what was that? Well after that.
He took their kids.
No, you wouldn't bring them. You know what I mean? You don't want to be bringing children.
Yeah, but Jim met Robin Williams when he was only a chiseler. Gave him the idea of a Popeye.
Blooming heck. You see, you can't say a word on this feckin' show without somebody...
Jim was there. When I was a young fella, there was a cartel called Popeye Robin. You should
make that.
You would have made a great one of them.
Right, listen, Wednesday, today we've got
just
all the usual usual bits and pieces. We've got the hit bit on the way after 7, the breakfast table quiz to play for, a great package for up to 10 people, bit of an adventure package for you.
He changed the subject pretty quick there, didn't he?
Absolutely.
We have a great package for up to 10 people on the hip. It's worth €860. So, it's not. It's worth €870 today.
Well done.
Yep. There you go.
And what else is going on?
Well, that's about size of it, isn't it?
Have you done, that's all my work taken care of. Have you done anything over your side? Have you done any work there?
Have you
managed to look at anything or prepare anything for the nation?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yep.
So are you going to tell us what it is?
Co-living. We're going to talk about co-living.
Co-living.
Yeah. Not the type that the minister's on about. We're going to talk about how I have to put up with Jim McCabe slagging me all the time. Classic
Hits. Yeah, Whitney Houston, I'm every woman here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 7:10. Apparently, you can get to see Whitney Houston in concert. What do you say? What? What are you talking about, Jim? Didn't you hear? Don't you know that she's no longer walking this mortal coil?
Yeah, well, she's been revived in one weird way because, the Whitney Houston estate... they've unveiled plans. It's going to be a hologram tour. You know, one of those hologram tours. They did it with Roy Orbison and they did it with...
Yeah. Didn't Abba do a weird version of one as well?
Yeah, was there an ABBA? There was
even
an ABBA
they're
one.
Still
yeah,
alive.
That's right. And sure, didn't take that go on tour and use the Robbie Williams one for a couple of songs.
Did they?
Yeah. And Robbie Williams alive and well. Like, it was just kind of another way of doing
they,
something.
They didn't fancy paying him.
Yeah, I guess so. So they're going to do a Whitney Houston tour. That's all happening, yeah.
Cool.
There you go. I'm always so suspicious of that.
Right, we said we were going to talk about this a little bit. It wasn't cohabiting. What did you call it?
Co-living is the
co-living
new thing.
Apparently
it's the new buzzword.
Is a new phrase, is it?
Yeah, in Fine Gael Towers.
This is very big for us, you know, because it's not very often we get involved in what you might call current affairs.
No.
I mean, this show isn't renowned for its, you know, coverage of current affairs.
So something has to be truly ridiculous for us to mention it, right?
Exactly, because I think this may make a... This may make an appearance on the Niall Boylan show later on, which your very own Magic Mike is going to be sitting in on. He'll be doing the business for Niall Boylan later on. But yeah, this is a proper, like, ooh,
yeah, Owen
Murphy, current affairs news story.
I tell you something, Owen Murphy, there's calls for him to resign now, right? Because of this new co-living sort of suggestion, right? So he basically said, young people should be excited at the prospect of co-living because they should be, well, happier to pay less rent for less space. Excuse me?
Less
what?
Rent for less space.
Well, okay, that sounds not too bad, right, in the speak of it. And then you see what the plans are. So there's like, there's this big tower to go up in Dunleary. Out my neck of the woods, Jim.
Oh, is that
us
why we're dealing
boys,
with it?
We're not having with it.
Oh, that's what we're dealing with.
It's not, why,
it's
don't
only
worry.
Because it's not on my patch. Stick it out there with the poor people.
Stick it up there in unicorn land with Jim McKay. I don't. Like, the good thing is, it's the general buzz. It's as if Owen Murphy fell off a swing and hit his head coming up with this idea, to be quite honest with you. It's so bizarre, right? So they're saying that basically the apartments, they would be roughly the size of, you know, the handicap parking spaces.
Right.
About that size, right? That'd be your living space, right?
This is a wind-up.
No, now. That's it. That's the plan. About that size, right? And then you get to share...
The size of a car parking space.
You know, the larger one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for wheelchair users, right? One of those ones, right?
Wait
about that size.
That's not selling it. Saying that it's a larger car parking space doesn't make it any better.
Oh, trust me, I'm not trying to tell you this. I'm not trying to put a two-let sign on it. So about that size. And then you get to share your kitchen with 39 other loopers. So it's 40 people share. Now, I know we have a bit of a history in Ireland, and you look back not too far, and there was the old tenement buildings, and they didn't really work out that well.
Yeah.
And this is like a new, stupor, newfangled tenement building. It's basically what it is. And they're trying to sell it off as being...
It's not... I mean, that's like... That car parking space, that's about the size of it. What's the largest size bed? Queen size bed, is it?
Well, you know, the Irish government are going to be the first people in the history of the world who will actually be able to sell you an apartment where your bed is bigger than the room you're sleeping in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad. It's absolutely mad. Can you, I tell you something. There's people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, right? I think it's safe to say they've never shared so much as a packet of biscuits if they think you can share a kitchen
that's
with 39
mad.
Other people.
I mean, anybody that's
imagine
ever
how
had...
how could you even get a pot noodle done with 39 other people walking around?
Like, thankfully...
Imagine the queue for the
I
toaster.
Never had to do that student living thing. But I mean, you know... Stories yeah. are legendary.
Well, I stayed with 5 lads in Boston, and I have to say, it was one of the most horrendous experiences of my life. There was underjoxers all over the place. Nobody cleaned up after themselves. I mean, nobody cleaned
a
up.
Shared, are the you kitchen. Serious? A shared kitchen for 39 people?
Yeah, yeah. Sure, the landlord, after 5 of us, had to come in, and I think he just took a saw to the kitchen and sawed it off and burnt it down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely mental, isn't it?
That
it's
is mad.
I know, I mean, I'm no expert, but I reckon the solution to the housing crisis might be to... Now, hold on. Bear with me here. I know it's a bit mad, right? I know it is. I know I'm taking a puck on this. But I think maybe if they just built more houses. But
oh,
call
for
me
God's
a boy
sake,
name
what
too.
An idiot you are. Where'd
I
you come
know.
Out of?
I don't know. It's, I know
you
it's
and your
mad.
Wild, fangled ideas.
I don't know. I don't know. It seems so much...
And I'm the one in unicorn land.
It seems so much more obvious to put 40 people sharing the kitchen in a tower when they all go back so to sleep in a car park.
So based on your description of it, they've built a car park.
For about 1,300 quid a month as well.
They've built a cubicled car park. And that you get that cubicle and... Use of a kitchen.
Yeah, well, you know where.
And how much do you pay for it?
You know where to put the valet lad in the car park.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
gonna be where they put the kitchen.
Yeah,
that'll be there. You can go in there.
That's what they're converting a car park.
Yeah. You imagine making a big bucket. Hey, this is MPJ. Yeah, just gonna book myself in to make a cheese sandwich. Really, 2 o'clock in the morning's the only opening, isn't
yeah.
it? Jesus, it's gonna be a bit rough. Okay, yeah. You don't suppose there's any butter left in the fridge, is there? Yeah, I know. It's just not going to really work, is it?
And you see, this was floated yesterday, was it? This was suggested.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah, it's been a bad old day for Fianna Gael.
It's not going to happen, though. It's only a suggestion. It's only some sort of ridiculous suggestion that won't ever see the light of day.
I don't know, to be honest. They have plans and all. I really don't know if it's going to happen or not. I really don't know.
Unbelievable.
I think we should expect it. Basically, it's kind of like you and me in here, except constantly.
Yeah, but this is...
And all the time.
No, this is... I mean, by your description, this is twice the size of what they'll be living in.
Look how bad it is in here, even. Do you know the way you get something in here? You know the way you put something in the fridge here, right?
Yeah.
And you leave it there. And then you come back and it's gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get someone else put something in the fridge and it's there for 15 years. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine now there was 40
people. That's true,
actually.
That's true.
Because 40 people.
There's no way of avoiding sales reps living in those kind of places either. So, I mean, your food will be under threat.
That's true, actually.
And
yeah.
They won't clean up after themselves.
Imagine. Who took me cornflakes? Inquisition. You couldn't go near the place of Cocoa Pops. You'd never even get one of them.
Guaranteed Irish U2's Angel of Harlem here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 20 past 7. Come here, Tracy's just texted in about that story you were doing. Tracy in Galway just saying that apparently 1,300 quid is what they're likely to charge.
That's the rent for the month, roughly, yeah.
1,300 quid.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, amazing.
For something the size of a large double bed. That's basically it.
Well, I suppose it is, yeah. Roughly around that size.
Well, the way you described it anyway, it certainly sounded like it couldn't be much bigger than that. That's unbelievable.
There you go. Isn't
and
that
a
right?
Shared kitchen.
And a shared kitchen. It's the shared kitchen that upsets me more than the small bedroom.
So, I mean, you can't even call that a room. Like, that's unbelievable. That's tiny, man. That's like those, that's like those pods they have, isn't it?
It is like those pods. When you go to Japan or whatever else.
And they have these sleeping pods.
And they give you the sort of special pajamas and all, so you kind of feel like a prisoner anyway. Yeah.
Bizarre.
But it's gas, yeah.
Mental
it just shows
stuff.
How out of touch some people are.
Yeah, I think Magic Mike is going to be dealing with this on Niall Boylan's show a bit later on.
Oh, but I'm going to ring in and pretend.
The proper end of it, you know, the proper grown-up end of it. Obviously, we were just slagging people's Cocoa Pops.
Ah, stop, but just do what we normally do and ring in and pretend that we're all for it.
How you doing? How you doing, Mike? I think you're doing a terrible job at that show.
My name is...
They should bring me back. My name, it's Boyler.
Yeah, Barry Boyler.
Barry Boyler. come here, just to cheer you up though, Mary's been on from Santry to say, morning guys, not sure if you've mentioned it already, but today's National Fish and Chip Day. All the chippers are selling fish and chips half price. In fact, somebody else has also been on to say, actually Anthony in Limerick, PJ and Jim, Fish and Chips Day today, half price.
Oh, I loved Fish and Chip Day.
Just to cheer you up after that ridiculousness about whatever that co-living or whatever it's called.
Finally some good news, yeah.
Finally some good
news. The only problem is you get half price of fish and chips, but you have to share them with 40 passers by.
Yeah.
To get the value out of
them. You'd be hard pushed to get a decent portion of fish and chips into that room. There wouldn't be any room for you if you got a decent portion of fish and chips in there. I'll have to stand outside and eat your dinner.
Oh, God.
That's great fish. No, that's had to give me a massive goo now for fish and chips with loads of salt and vinegar.
As if it takes much, in fairness, yeah. I'm a scampi
box man.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't take much. You just have to say fish and chips. You know the way I'm always harping on about the fishwife in Cork?
Yeah.
I had a sneaky scampi box there last week. I have to
Glorious.
Say. Glorious. Jim. I swear, I'd eat it now for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. There's something about it, isn't there?
And of course, now you know what's going to happen. How many texts? You could pick a number, any number you like. How many texts are we going to get in about, what's it, Donkey Ford's?
Oh, in Limerick, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Limerick people in that place, but I swear to God.
Yeah. You even mentioning another chipper is going to bring on the wrath.
That's what, you know, if they built that big building, right? You know that one with the 40 people in the kitchen, the whole lot? And you just told them there was a Donkey Ford's at the top. No problem.
Yeah.
Full of Limerick people within a half an hour.
Worth 1,300 quid.
Yeah, no problem, yeah. Limerick people everywhere. Even the Lee McCarthy Cup will be at the top of it.
Right, now I have to decide where I'm going to go for my fish and chips today.
I don't know where to... I don't know if Dunleary participates in all this kind of carry-on.
Man, heck, Dunleary, it's a port town. Surely they have fantastic... What's out there? Is there a Beshoff's or a...
There's a fish shack.
Fish shack?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
It's lovely.
Anyway. And you've got what you call the posh one, Caviston's, is it?
No, that's
a bit further up, is it?
Yeah, they don't do fish and chips. Are you joking?
Well, they do fish. You just have to cook it yourself, I suppose.
Ah, gee. Oh, I thought you meant the restaurant end of it.
So where do you go then if
Jeepers.
You want your fish and chips? Of course, yeah. See, you don't. You're so healthy living, you don't. Probably haven't had a chip in about 13 years, have you?
Oh, you wish you saw me last week. Jeepers. I had a whole scampi box on my own only a few days ago. Or last week or whenever it was, yeah.
So basically it's only when you leave Dublin you go all unhealthy, is it?
What did I do to you?
What are you saying? You're always going on about your healthy living and your healthy food and everything. You know, and you don't partake and you're on the wagon and all that.
Then you leave Dublin,
you lose the run of yourself.
Well, I tell you, scampi boxes and everything. I know who I won't be sharing my cold boiled eggs with today.
Yeah, Anastasia, Left Outside Alone here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, almost 21 minutes to wait. If you're getting involved in the hit bis, 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, by the way. Just let us know that you want to play, and Magic Mike could be giving you the call. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. But yesterday, we came across a little survey yesterday, and it didn't apply necessarily to us, but it kind of, we were intrigued by it because obviously a huge part of the people listening to us now are involved in their sort of daily commute.
Well, today it starts around now, doesn't it? The real bad part of it starts about now, doesn't it?
Mm.
Sort of before 7 o'clock, you kind of have the roads pretty much all right in a reasonable state of affairs. Or maybe I'm wrong. This is the question we're gonna end up asking.
It's probably gotten much earlier now.
Yeah, see, we definitely beat it. But this is the thing. The UK, they did this sort of survey, right? So we love our survey of the day. 2,000 UK workers found 51% of people in the northeast region of the UK saw their stress levels increase in a very bad way on their daily commute because York has been named the worst city in the UK for commuting. Beats London and everything. Yeah, apparently it's much worse. So their top 10, it's Leeds, Newcastle, Cardiff, Oxford, Nottingham, Birmingham, Glasgow, Aberdeen. What is anyone doing up there? London and York, right?
So York is so random.
It's so random.
Surely London, you'd imagine, has the worst commute. Although, in fairness, they probably have loads of public transport.
And they brought in that congestion charge. So you'd have to be absolutely a millionaire to keep going in every single day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a bit of that. But it does beg the question, what's the worst commute in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
There's no point in saying city by city, but from where to what point is the worst commute in Ireland?
Yeah, because it could, I mean, obviously lots of people are going to assume that it's where the worst traffic congestion is, but like what happens if your commute involves, supposing your daily commute involves two buses and a train.
Yeah.
To get to where you have to go.
That old nonsense. See, you don't think about it, yeah?
Yeah.
And let's face it, Ireland, not exactly famed for its public transport.
No.
Like, with two Lewis lines that had not, they were none of each other's business for a long time.
And you can get places in Ireland which are, like, really, really close together.
And right, impossible to get to.
Exactly, from one to the other. Yeah. You have to go via a weird kind of, you have to go in and out of town.
So if you're in Sligo and you want to get the bus to Donegal, I think you have to go via London. It's unbelievable, like. You know, we've got the maddest, like, we don't really have a, it's not really sort of a public transport system. It's a series of coincidences that sort of come together at random. You know what I mean? And a timetable
It's a raffle, as well.
It is, yeah. It's a raffle, yeah. And you know when you're sitting, and even when
number
you're...
Number 32. Anybody want the number 32 bus? Yeah. Anybody for 32?
Last time for 32. Have you got 32? Oh, no, sorry, that's 32A. Sorry, no, yeah. You're not allowed onto this one. Your bus is cancelled until yesterday. You know, it's mad, you know. And then it's around the whole country that this is a problem. So, you know, like, no matter where you are in Ireland, you see, the buses, and it's supposed to be right, it's on, right, 7:40. I'll be grand. My bus is coming 7:40. And you know the way you watch it? 7:40, your bus in 2 minutes. Your bus in 1 minute. It disappears. Your bus in 10 minutes. You're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
So what just happened?
So we decided we're curious now. We want to see whether it exists in an Irish capacity. We want to see whether or not we can, you know, find the worst commute, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're
the longest person in traffic.
If you are somebody stuck in traffic for literally an hour and a half or whatever, then by all means, that's a horrible commute.
Has to get, you know where Galway is just like that shock of like, if you're someone that has to go around Galway like that, and then get on a bus and go to Dublin.
Galway
and then get it on the way home,
stuff.
Going home through the other ways, you know.
I mean, the stories we heard when we were down in the gourmet food parlour, people's commutes.
It's
in
unreal.
Galway. It's mad. I've never realised that. It's crazy.
People just, they leave there. I think some people in Galway, they get in the car and they just drive around the block and it takes 2 hours and then they park at home and then they walk a half an hour to work. I honestly think so. It's unreal.
Right.
It's so bad. People in Galway just sit in traffic because they'd feel like they were missing out if they didn't.
Yeah.
It's traffic so bad.
It's a social environment.
The M50 is an amazing place to meet people. The traffic's so bad there.
So let's find out then. We'll stick an ugly mug up for grabs on this by way of consolation, really, if you do have a horrible commute. But whatever, we're going to go in search of what is the worst commute in Ireland. Whether or not you're in a car, or whether or not you have to use public transport. And it doesn't matter how far your commute is. It's just if it's really awkward or there's something really just terrible about it.
Yeah, let us know. Actually, we can't. You know, instead of the ugly mug, if we've any of those Classic Hits travel mugs left, this is the time to do it.
That is the point.
So we'll give you a Classic Hits travel mug if you can tell us what's the worst commute. We have people making up stuff now. Wait to see. Oh, you have to go to Leitrim every day on a horse. It's unbelievable. And people go, I go to Sligo, that's nothing. Four huskies have to pull me out of Donegal every morning.
087-188-0008.
Classic Hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit! Hit bit! €870 it is this morning. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this classic hit bit from. And then we'll give it
well
to you.
Well done. That's excellent.
So there you go. Actually, I don't know who we have today. I've just realised now I don't have names on my little machine here. But maybe Magical Michael has
them.
Well,
I have them written down here if you
want
them.
Do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I signed myself out by accident and then I just realised at the last second. So now I'm going to have to hand over the reins to you. I'm flying blind, yeah.
Flying
so
blind.
Unfortunately, and I hate doing this because this is the only time I retain any control of this show, I now reluctantly hand you over to Jim McCabe.
To say hello to Georgia Power in Limerick. How are you, Georgia?
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
How are you getting on? What's any plans for the rest of your day, Georgia?
Not too much, no.
No,
a woman, a few words, BJ.
A woman, a few words.
She's simply here to take the cash and
leave.
She's
just like, yeah, show me the money, lads. Yeah. Stop them now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so, right. Georgia, what do you reckon then, Mike? I'm all confused.
So, Mike the mind reader.
Yeah.
Magical Mike.
This is going well, PJ, isn't it?
Georgia, I apologise.
She's having a fun day today.
I'm sorry, Georgia, I apologise. I am, of course, a well-proven idiot at this stage. What is your guess?
I think it's Lone Star, Baby, I'm Amazed.
Right.
Ooh. A bit of a country hit for you, Mike.
Yeah,
this
good
should be
tune.
Interesting.
Good tune as well. I'd say you're dying to win this cash, are you, Georgia?
Dying, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I can see your thoughts. I can see your dreams. But it's wrong, unfortunately, Georgia.
Oh, that's okay. A shame.
Sorry about that, Georgia. Right,
no
so
problem.
I'm back in the system. Jim.
Cheers, Georgia.
See you, Georgia. Right, I'm back in the system. All I had to do was click refresh. I actually did log in. I just didn't refresh the screen. Beg your pardon.
Just to point out, nobody cares.
Yeah, PJ, just whatever. Move on. No, but I mean, whatever.
I'll
tell you something, you're getting a running commentary of what way I got dressed this morning now. William Bourne, how are you in Dublin? How's it going, William?
Well, that's correct.
So, William, I put on my left sock first this morning. I'm sorry, William, what's the crack with you? How are you getting on today?
Stuck in traffic, the usual. Oh,
right.
Whereabouts are you stuck in traffic?
I'm only got into Tiger.
Oh, right, okay. And is it a horrible commute every day, is it?
Sure, it's a good hour and a half every day.
Contender?
Yeah, he comes from Carlow to Dublin every day.
There's plenty in that.
That's no crack at all.
That's
no.
Punishment.
That's enough. Yeah, right,
we'll let's try and put some sort of a smile on your face, William. What do you reckon it is?
Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You.
Great tune.
Let me tell you it's wrong. I've nothing. I really struggled on that one, lads. I struggled there.
William, we really didn't want to add to your pain this morning. But sorry about that, my friend.
Right, listen, safe driving anyway, William. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. I think you nearly put William to sleep there at the end.
This is becoming very difficult, lads. I'll be honest with you.
If in doubt, just resort. It's turned into a musical, yeah.
It has, hasn't it?
Literally, it's going to just burst into song for just random words. I just have to tell you, you're absolutely wrong.
I love the way he actually lost enthusiasm for his own joke again. Let me entertain. No, say no. Let me say no. God.
Oh, play again with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon, 20 to 5, and don't forget classichits.ie if you want to have a listen to the hit bit and check out all the previous guesses. Ace of Base, All That She Wants here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 22nd of May, 8:09. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Much appreciated as always. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. We were looking for you to let us know about your commute, if you think you have the worst commute in Ireland, right? We were talking about that survey for the UK.
Yeah, that's amazingly it's York. Well, amazingly for me, because I know nothing about York.
Well, exactly. I mean, since when was York a kind of a metropolis.
I don't know. Like you said, the only thing we know about York is there's a grand old duke about it. That's it. Outside of that, I haven't a clue. So I was about to phone. We were trying to find out since then what the worst commute in Ireland might be.
Yeah. Now, we did get... PJ anticipated there might be some people making stuff up because we offered up a Classic Hits travel mug as a potential prize. And we did get, you know... The likes of Butty Brennan maintaining that he goes to work on a donkey.
Yeah, even though he sends us a selfie from his truck every single morning. So you're not getting that, Mr. Butty Brennan. We're on to you.
And naturally, there's the old reliables. Dave maintains that every single inch of the M50, it makes it the worst commute.
Dave, there's no doubt about it. The M50 is one of those amazing sort of Irish disasters in that we started it with a half a lane. Yeah. And then we just turned it into a building site to build two lanes and then kept it as a building site to build three. And it's still just a chock-a-block.
And it's always the same. It's always the turn-offs.
It's always,
you know what
the
I mean?
Yeah.
That's where the madness happens. And okay, now the toll bridge is gone, you know, in terms of the
as in
barriers.
Having to queue and pay.
But it's every time you've got to turn off to another road.
Especially the
mile queue.
The Limerick and Galway ones, the N7 and the N4. Oh, yeah. My God.
Mad stuff.
In fact, all you'd have to do to make traffic bad somewhere is write the word Galway on it. Isn't it? And that's it. It's immediate traffic chaos.
Somebody's been on to say the worst commute is Dublin to Newbridge, mainly because you're going to Newbridge. That's harsh on
that's
people
very
in
harsh
Newbridge.
On Newbridge now. Jeepers, that's tough.
But on a real scale, they said the lack of commutes to Ulster is unreal.
It
There's
is.
No trains to anywhere unless you're going to Belfast.
That's it. I'm not trying to get to like Derry on a train. It's just impossible.
So there's no such thing as the Dublin to Derry train?
No, you have to go Dublin, Belfast, Belfast, Derry, I think. There's no other way. You have to go right up the east coast to head out towards the northwest, yeah?
Man.
It's mental.
I tell you something, though. I think it's going to take a lot of beating for Alison, right? Alison's been on to say, I used to commute from Bray to City West, okay?
Right.
For work. Took 3.5 hours.
Oh, flipping
hell. So it went like
hell.
This. Had to walk, get a bus, get a Dart, get a Lewis, and then walk again.
What? That bus, Dart, Lewis?
Yeah, so walk to the bus, get the bus, get off the bus, get on the Dart, get on a Lewis, and then get off the Lewis and walk to the job.
Alison, I'm bordering on calling you a spoofer here.
Yeah.
Because that sounds outrageous. Imagine spending 7 hours a day just in transit to and from work.
That's a day's work.
To try and get home and get to work.
To and from work.
Ah, no.
If that's real.
That's outrageous.
That's incredible.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. I'm in college in NUIG. It should take 40 minutes. It takes 2 hours. It all goes well until you hear Bohornadrav. Bohornadrav. And then it goes to the dog.
Bohornadrav. I'm telling you, Bohornadrav in Galway must be the worst road in Ireland to be stuck on. It must be.
Yeah.
You just stick on the indicators every Christmas, you know, to decorate the car. and that's it. It's unbelievable. The unbelievable slowness and the getting nowhereness of the whole thing. I remember I had to go to Galway to do a gig and it was right near, it was Halloween time.
Right.
I forgot all about the Mockness Parade. You know that Mockness Parade? Oh my God. Oh my God. Like it was, you know when people just get out of their cars and start lounging around?
Yeah.
I nearly took up smoking and everything. Unbelievable. Like.
It's a picnic time.
It was just, we were hours in the car. Hours.
Paddy in Cork says, the worst commute is going up Cars Hill from Carrigaline. Two lanes going into a bottleneck. I'd say there's loads of those kind of little ones all around
the
place.
That's the thing, these little spots like Phibsborough in Dublin is a nightmare as well.
Yeah.
You know, like just for no real reason. It's two lanes coming off the North Circular into it, and then you're all filtering down into one to get past the hospital, and then you have to get split into two going out.
It's ridiculous.
It's a nightmare.
And to be honest with you, the keys, they made a mess of the keys here as well.
Oh, they did, yeah.
With the one-way systems. And they've got, say, bus lanes or whatever, right? And part of the road you're driving up, the bus lane is on the left, and then you get to a part of the road, and for no reason,
it swaps over.
It goes to the right.
Yeah. It swaps over. It's
so
mad.
Literally, you have cars having to try and cross over each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And over buses. It's ridiculous.
And there's that one section of the keys on the opposite side up near Guinness's where you're driving along in your lane.
Yeah.
And then your lane moves. You're in between two lanes.
Yeah. Your lane just moves
over
to the left.
They just decided to move the lanes without any sort of verge. It's bananas.
Yeah. Somebody's saying Blessington to City West is 15 minutes away and buses only come every 2 hours.
Oh, for the love of God.
Wow.
This is what I love about some of the Irish public transport. The thoughts behind it are amazing.
Yeah. I worked with a lad who commuted from Dundalk to Athlone daily. Actually, you know something? I remember working with a lad who came to Dublin from Mullingar every day.
That's torture.
Commuted up from Mullingar.
That's torture.
And the gas thing was, he said it was actually fine until you hit the outskirts of Dublin. Everything else is just...
See, there you go. I think there's a lot of fellas, especially Dubs. Dubs are awful idiots for falling into the trap of they want to work in Dublin, but they want to drive on lawnmower as well. Yeah, so they buy a house, you know. So it's grand. It's only a handy run in from... it's a handy run in from Cavan every day. And it is. But when you've spent what is a normal transition and then you hit the traffic on this side...
And you've got to do it all over again.
And you realise it's 8 hours a day sitting in your car and the last thing you want to do is drive anything. Never mind your drive on poxy lawnmower at the end of the weekend.
the last thing you want to see is that with an engine.
You know that way. So there's a load of particularly Dubs that have fallen into that trap, I think.
Now, Nina to Skibbereen, about once a month this person has to do it. It takes 3 hours.
Oh my God. I mean, 3 hours, Nina to Skibbereen.
Yeah. Mind you, Skibbereen just sounds far no matter where you are. If you're on the outskirts of Skibbereen and you had to go to Skibbereen, it would sound far.
Yeah, how am I going to face this? I'll take the lawnmower. It'll be as quick.
Somebody says their boss commutes from Carlow to Cork City.
That's
every
a
morning.
Trek. Oh my God, what? That's a trek.
Carlow to Cork.
How long is that?
That's unreal. Anyway, listen, I still think at the moment it's going to be tough to top Alison's commute if she's telling the truth. But if you think you can, if you think you've got the worst commute in Ireland, whether it's by car, whether you have to get public transport, whatever it is, we've got a Classic Hits travel mug up for grabs, 087-188-0008.
Carlo to Cork is 2 hours and 6 minutes, going by Google Maps here.
And that's assuming that you don't have any kind of like
every day
incidents along the way.
Carlo, imagine that, 2 hours and 6 minutes every day.
I couldn't face, I'd give up my job. Surely to God there must be something else you can do.
I give up my house.
I mean, it used to be, when I was doing the morning show, the one that Nicky does at the moment, right?
Yeah. Here,
and I had to drive in.
Oh, I remember the temper he used to be in. Remember?
That's as close as I've ever come to saying, you know, something. I think I'd quite happily just.
Oh yeah.
I'll live on the streets or something.
Oh, I remember
I'm just
coming
not
in.
Commuting anymore.
Remember his face would be as red as the screen there that says on air on it. Oh, jeepers, I thought he was going to kill people some days. Oh yeah.
It's a nightmare. But I tell you something, it's nothing compared to that one from Alison. Do you reckon that's for real?
I don't know. But then again, your one was tough. I mean, sitting on a unicorn for 2 hours in traffic must have been really tough.
The abuse you get is terrible. Yeah, the boss, Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days here at Classic Hits, 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. On the subject of the worst commute in Ireland, a few people have popped in the old overseas ones. People saying that somebody said they have to go to London 3 days a week. They have to leave at 3 a.m. in the morning. They get home then 9 p.m. that night.
God, that's... Whoa, 3 till 9.
That's what they're saying, yeah. And somebody else says, where's Greg's one? Greg's one in Ballinasloe. He says, I knew someone who used to commute from Waterford to London every day.
No
Bizarrely,
way.
It took less time than going to Dublin.
Okay.
That tells you everything you need to know about Irish transport.
Considering there's not even an airport in Waterford, is there? That goes to London, I'm pretty sure there isn't.
Probably not.
Dear.
And we have one to rival Alison. Bobby's been on to say Newcastle in Wicklow to the Nace Road in Dublin, 3.5 hours each way via public transport.
Jeepers! Ah, man, that's not living at all. Sure it
Can
isn't.
Can any job be worth that? Is there nothing else that somebody could do?
Unless you're going into work and you only have to work for 2 hours, in which case it makes the day almost bearable.
Wow.
But I can't imagine it. Jeepers, I can't imagine it. Like, it's hard enough going in and doing a regular day's work. If you live around the corner.
Yeah.
If you're a fella that has to hop over the back wall who's always late. Like, it's still hard enough doing
the day's work. If your average work day is 8 hours. Obviously, you and I talking about average work days is a bit rich. But you know what I mean.
Excuse me. I go, I have loads to be doing after and all and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then if you had to nearly stick that on again. I mean, basically, you're literally, you're sort of, you know, you're sleeping, commuting and working.
And hopefully eating. And
hopefully squeezing in a bit of eating at some stage.
So you get nothing out of someone. If you're commuting that much, you'd be that tired. Are you really going to be productive in work at all?
Exactly.
Or do you have a job like mine where you're just expected to sit down and talk a lot of rubbish?
Well, somebody just texted in to say, did you say like me?
No. Yeah.
Alison from Bray is telling the truth. I live in Shankill. And it's just a little under 3 hours because it's a bus, a walk, the Lewis and a walk. And because I also work in City West.
That's insane.
Isn't that? Oh, wow. I'm amazed.
Buy a scooter or something, can you? You know, one of those little electro scooters. Although, imagine the agony of going somewhere in January in the
mind
rain.
Mind you, based on your
just
version,
just standing on a scooter for about an hour and a half.
Based on your version of scooters, it would probably take as long. Don't you have that thing where you hear a scooter coming and it's like, and it takes long to go
by. Oh, like a moped or whatever. Yeah. Oh my God, I'll never forget it. When they stepped a night in my mass the first time, and it was just that, you hear them. And you can hear it for about an hour. An hour! You can hear the entire journey, the entire commute of some fecker on a moped in the middle of the night.
Literally from the time he started the engine.
You can hear him.
Ing, ing.
They're going, I can't believe it's him again. Yeah. Listening to him for, sir, I'm never going to sleep in this house. I'm never going to sleep in this house.
So scratch the idea about the moped.
Yeah, Jeep, I'll die you. Idea.
But listen, keep the texts coming in because we'll scroll through them. We'll see if we can get any. I mean, they are. I wasn't anticipating that as a genuine
I didn't
commute.
Think there was anyone enduring 3 hours and
three
more
and three
every
and a half
single
hours.
Day.
Wow.
You need medals for that sort of stuff. You're the type of people that deserve letters from the president.
Yeah.
Never mind someone that's just lived for a hundred or so years. I mean, you know what I mean? Anyone can live and not commute.
They may have lived for 100 years. Did they spend most of it in traffic? Yeah. Did they?
I'm 100 years old and I spent 62 of them on the dart.
Maloko, Sing It Back here. A classic hits, almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. The Breakfast Table quiz on the way. Would make a cracking prize this if you had a bit of a sports club, maybe. Maybe a school. Maybe it's a party, kids' party. Got a birthday or a confirmation gig or something, or who knows?
Anything at all, really. Yeah. Even adults just pretending they're younger and trying to pull off a fast one. You can do anything you want, really, here.
Up to 10 people between the ages of 8 and 15 heading off to Extreme Sports Centre Cork. A fabulous paintball package. You guess 300 paintballs per person. And, of course, there's a big party afterwards. There's a party room afterwards, so there's loads of foods and drink involved in that as well. So if you fancy having a bash at it on the Breakfast Table quiz, let us know right now. 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you fancy having a go at the Breakfast Table quiz. And around about this time of year, of course, all of the texts are coming in. You know, only a day to go, or tomorrow I'm off on my holidays. We've had a few of them today. People are going to Lanzarote and Villamora and all that sort of stuff. Holidays, obviously, big thing for people from here on in now.
If you were with us from 6 o'clock this morning, it's basically all we get is texts from saying, wish me well on the way to the airport. It's all that sort of crap because the season has begun. So it might be worth keeping in mind that there's one Italian island called Elba, and it's decided to sort of lift the spirits of everybody if they get rained on. So this island is promising to refund tourists the cost of their accommodation if it rains when they're there. That's about the best holiday deal ever. Wait and see, Tara will have a villa now here. She managed to get them to pay her for this house. This is one of those things. So Elba, right, it's off the coast of Tuscany. I've just been Googling a few pictures there. It looks absolutely ridiculously gorgeous, right? And they have this new campaign. It's called the Elba No Rain Campaign. And it's only for the month of May, though. So, well, you'd want to get there. If you get there within the next week, you're laughing, right? So it might be worth, there's a lot of people, if you're one of these lastminute.comers or whatever.
Yeah, which in fairness, lots of good deals come from those kind of last minute things, don't they?
Big time, yeah. I've never done any myself because, to be honest with you, I'm too...
Way too much stress for me.
Hold on a minute, where are we staying?
Yeah.
I'm one of them. I used to be, when I was younger.
Well, I mean, I'm the most indecisive man in the world. Can you imagine me on a last minute thing?
You made a gym there, booked 6 months in advance. Still not sure about this place. Don't know. But I used to be, I'm one of those people that just got on the plane and I always work it out when I got there. I didn't care.
Seriously?
Yeah, I used to do that.
You'd get
all
on a plane and with no idea necessarily, other than the country you were going to, you'd have no real plan.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
I used to do that all the time.
That is
you get the really
my
good
idea
deals.
Of hell.
Now it's my idea of hell. Now I don't know why I ever did it. But I used to not care, but now, gee, are you joking?
Yeah.
I don't even like getting in my car if I don't know what it's like. Shit, what do they do? Do I need petrol? I'm not going to know something. I'm just going to walk. You know what I mean? They're a totally different person now. So to qualify for the deal, tourists on the island, they have to be staying at one of the approved guest houses, like the fish and chips day today. It's not everyone. The ones that are participating, which is most of them, right? And that are taking part in it. And if it rains for 2 consecutive hours on any given day, you get that day's money back. Right? You get the day's money back. And if it rains for more than 2 consecutive hours... any 2 days, you get the whole price of your stay back.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty good going.
Now,
right?
I'm assuming, obviously, it's off the coast of Tuscany. It's a lovely part of the world. And
yeah.
It's, generally speaking, I would imagine they have a lot of sunshine.
Well, they're not gambling too heavy on this.
I was just going to say, like, does it say what the normal rainfall for a May is in the article? Does it give you any indication?
It doesn't. It does have a little caveat at the bottom, though, that says, so far this year, absolutely no holidaymakers have been entitled to a refund. So right. I'm guessing that May, in particular, must be a very, very dry month.
It must be a sunny
But, you know,
one.
When it comes to gambling, when it comes to the, like, we've all been that person where we've headed off somewhere, really look forward to a holiday, you've got there, and it's lashing rain.
There's nothing worse.
And you have to lie about it. Because if you tell your friends it's lashing rain here,
they love it.
And it's bound to be a lovely day in Ireland. And they're like, ha, delighted for you, you tick. How much is that costing you? You enjoying your all-inclusive? Guess what else is all-inclusive? Me house, you halfway. You know what I mean? You're missing all the crack over here. You shouldn't have ever gone anywhere.
You do have some lovely friends.
Right, well, okay, that's another problem I need to tackle, maybe. That's another
No, but you're right,
problem.
That is the thing, isn't it? I mean, it was the classic for years, was that the first kind of call home would be, so what's it like there?
Beautiful.
And that, if you heard
Absolutely
that, you'd be disgusted.
Beautiful.
If somebody said to you that it was glorious, the sun is splitting the rocks here in Ireland, you'd be like,
oh, what? And is everyone having a good time? The best ever. There's a man on the television and he was so hot he was wearing nothing but a tie and he said it's the greatest summer in the history of the world since Ireland began.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, airsoft, paintball, target shooting, laser combat, whatever you're into, it's all there at Extreme Sports Centre in Cork. So if you're having any sort of party, really, and birthday party, providing they're 8 years and upwards, or if it's confirmations, team building exercises, if it's a thing from the job, maybe corporate packages, or even hens and stags. You can check it all out at extremesportscork.com. Packed with action, exhilaration and adrenaline. That's what they say. And we've got a package, a paintball package for up to 10 people between 8 and 15 years of age. And you get 300 paintballs per person and then you get the party room afterwards with lots of food and drink. So, nice prize.
Nice prize. And Tim on Monday, he set the score 12 to beat. So, Claire Skillington in Cork is going to have a go and try and give us 13 this morning. Hiya, Claire.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Claire, how are you getting on?
I'm good.
Yeah, any plans for your day ahead?
I'm heading to work there now, so...
Right, so...
There's a plan.
Your day, that's it, I guess. So you're just trying to fit this in and try and get a good place for yourself before you head into work, yeah?
That's it, fingers crossed.
Okay. Right, so, are you going to actually take kids in or are you going to do the old what I've been talking about and try and blag your way in yourself?
Well, like, I might get away with it, but I'd say I'd just bring the kids.
Right, so, well, we'll try and get you there first anyway. We're going to do our best for you, Claire. Are you ready to go?
I am, yeah.
Okay, best of luck, Claire. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What rock group had hits with You're My Best Friend and Somebody to Love?
Queen.
He was. Rafa Nadal is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Which species of bird is said to be the guardian of the Tower of London?
Eagle.
It's the raven. What colour is traditionally supposed to infuriate a bull?
Red.
Jon Snow and Tyrion are from what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Which carbohydrate is a principal ingredient in the dish paella?
Right.
Which comic actor plays Andy Millman in the TV series Extras?
Stephen Merchant?
It's Ricky Gervais. Which South American city is overlooked by the Sugarloaf Mountain?
Brazil.
I'll give you that. Who wrote James and the Giant Peach?
Roald Dahl.
In Good Morning Vietnam, what Hollywood actor played the eccentric Army radio DJ?
Robin Williams.
On boats and planes, what oar is the external vertical flap used to steer?
Rudder.
In which sport is the Calcutta Cup a competition?
Cricket?
It's not, it's rugby union. I was trying to squeeze it in for you there. Yeah, not a bad guess. I wouldn't have had a clue, to be honest with you, Claire.
Yeah, it was good scoring.
I thought they played cricket there. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 all the same.
Pretty good going, Claire, not bad. It's just it's a high one this week to try and get there.
Yeah, no bother.
Well, brave effort, Claire, brave effort. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers. Take care. Have a good one, Claire.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.